B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Great, be like a hotel pool. Hey, Phil Collins, play Easy Lover. Yeah. I got his drink. This is the best part. Best part song right here. She's the kind of girl you dream of. Dream of keeping hold of. Why? Brought up by T-Bone, Tom Morgan.
The guy, oh, it talks like this, isn't it?
1 year ago today, this week, we made Easy Lover, the 12 o'clock song on Thursday, and it stuck.
Milestone Morgan over there. Lout is rubbing off on him.
He is full of stats. He absorbs. I told him, you just watch him. Like,
glad we're into the new decade, so we don't have to keep hearing all these. This is the last time we'll have a Thursday Easy Lover of the 2010s right. from Jim over there. Last time of the decade.
Now. All first of the decade now.
Yeah. I think a T-Bone is like Jim's like Steve Carell and the 40-year-old virgin. And the kid walks in a room and rubbers are everywhere. And a kid looks at Carell and he goes, teach me. And that's T-Bone. Like, absorb as much as you can.
All right, here's some more halftime music-related prop bets for the Super Bowl.
Now, I'm more interested in these then.
J-Lo and Shakira. Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, no.
Okay, that either J-Lo or Shakira will first address the audience in Spanish. I got a question. So I'm pretty sure, like, the first thing out of their mouth will be, like, Miami. They'll just, like, yell, like, Miami.
What if they say
Miami? What is it?
It counts. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. That's your cash. You should pay me. That was in Spanish.
Hola, Miami.
Or does it have to be like Jerry Remy? Buenos noches.
If you come out and you say Miami, sorry, I get paid. Yes pays plus 150. No pays minus 200. First J-Lo song performed. And let me just tell you that there is a total. 1, 2, 3. There are 10 J-Lo songs listed. If you put a gun to my head, and I've heard all her songs and her hits, I couldn't come up with a name of, like, any of them.
Put a ring on it.
What? Jenny on the that. Block or Jenny from the Block?
Don't do that.
The Block is actually the name of the song. I'd be like, oh, the Jenny from the Block song. There is one that I think I could name.
If you love it, should have put a ring on it. I hope they do that one.
I don't think that's a J-Lo.
Oh, Love Don't Cost a Thing. That was a popular one.
The Ring on It song, Beatle. Is that J-Lo?
No, that's Beyonce.
Oh, Jesus.
See?
Waiting for Tonight.
That's a good one. She's playing that.
But what's she playing first?
Yes. Yeah, so
this is what I'm saying. You wait until you.
What else?
Let's Get Loud. Like, if you played it, I bet we'd recognize all of these songs.
Play one, Jim. Find one.
That would get the crowd going as the first song.
What?
Okay. Well,
waiting
that
for Tonight,
On the Floor, and Let's Get Loud.
Who would get the crowd?
On the Floor and Let's Get Loud are both the favorites at 3-1. Oh, yeah.
This is you open with
Miami.
Miami.
Buenos noches, Miami. And to our friends on the West Coast, buenos tardes. Let's party.
Oh, this is
Yo Soy Fiesta.
This better be the first song.
I am party.
Like the old all the white dudes that... tonight. 15,000 tickets. They're going to be biting their lip, trying to dance. They're going to be so excited.
I watched that J-Lo show at the Super Bowl at the post-game party a couple of years ago.
Oh, so did I.
With A-Rod?
That was quite the outfit she had on that night.
Multiple outfits, if memory serves.
One of the most...
Costume change.
That was in Minnesota.
Yeah.
She did the post-game.
They warmed up quickly, didn't
they? She had this full bodysuit on that was the same color as her skin, and she looked naked.
But A-Rod took the mic.
That's not a bad thing.
A-Rod took the mic and talked, and it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Hardy, and I'm like, what's going on here? Play the music.
I mean, they lost the game, but that was a hell of a show.
And he's like, come on. It was a great year. You know, thank you, Mr. Crichton. And everybody's like, we lost. Put the wife up there to play songs.
I would bet that song. What's that one called?
Let's get loud.
Let's get it loud.
On the Floor is another one that's 3-1.
What's that one sound like?
Live It Up is 5-1. I don't know that I know that.
These all sound like Bon Jovi songs.
No. Let's Get It Loud's got the Miami flair to it. It's got a little Gloria Estefan in the Miami Sound Machine.
Next is De Niro.
Live It Up is featuring Pitbull, though.
Oh, he's going to pop up out of the stage.
So I wouldn't put that one first. If he makes his...
Mr. Worldwide appearance.
We'll get to that. There's odds on that, too.
Are you serious?
Does Pitbull show up?
Oh, yes. Hell yes.
We got odds on that. Live It Up, De Niro, El Anillo is 7-1.
Will there be boats, like fake boats? Remember when Katy Perry came out the line and she...
That thing was badass.
Like, you're in Miami, you're thinking, like, sharks, land sharks, boats.
What is this? I don't know this one.
El Anillo?
El Nino.
That's Spanish.
Okay.
Not familiar with this one.
Come on, hit you like... Let's Get Loud. Let's Get Loud said, we're here to party.
But do you come? I mean, that could be a middle end of the set song, too. That's the most Miami party song.
Yeah, this is all about the first song, though.
I know. It's tough.
Waiting for Tonight is next. You know that one. That was a big hit.
We're not waiting.
Well, who was it waiting for?
If You Had My Love. I don't remember that one.
I'm just Jenny from the block.
If You Had My Love. Do we have that one?
Disingenuous piece of crap that was.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is like 1990s. This would not be first.
Too slow.
Give me love, don't cost a thing.
If this comes in, it would be as part of a medley, like a quick
right. Love, don't
transition.
Cost a thing. No.
Yeah, I don't see this one.
It's like
being
riding
a
down a car with a convertible.
I don't see this one being in the show.
It's like sitting in traffic going to Cape.
Get Right, 10-1, and then the long shots.
Get Right pills.
Long shots are Jenny from the Block and Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Give me Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Both at 12-1.
Guess who?
Get Right.
J to the low.
This is Super Bowl halftime.
F to the AB. Ho.
AB?
Yeah. Ho. Yeah. Ho. Yeah. I ain't Mr. Right. I'm Mr. Right now.
Nope. This ain't getting played. You know what we've learned here? She really doesn't have.
That we
like,
want to talk about Super Bowl prop bets more than anything else.
She doesn't
today?
Have a ton of hits. Like, she's got...
Oh, I think you're wrong.
Well, wait a minute. She's got a lot of good music, but I'm talking like...
What's a hit anymore?
That's a good point.
Well,
Pitbull's got... I would say Pitbull has more hit you songs. Like, hit you in the face, get you going, than she does. Hers has a lot of buildup. Hers is more of, like, dance music, you know? Like, see, Super Bowl, you got 18 minutes, and it's got to be quick, and it's got to hit, and it's got to move, and it's got to go. Katy Perry was the perfect... Like, she had all those top 10 pop hits. You know, she's got a little serenade and all that stuff mixed in there with hers. The seductive, that stuff.
Well, I can name officially, I think, 2 Shakira songs.
Again, maybe this is why they're blending them all because there's...
Hips Don't Lie.
Yeah.
Hips Don't Lie and then the Whenever, Wherever.
See, Gaga had like whenever. 10 you could roll out.
Okay, yeah. And then they've got this... But here's the thing. Hips Don't Lie... Not even on the list.
But Hips,
they have 10 Shakira songs here, and Hips Don't Lie, not on the list.
Well, I think the Black Eyed Peas played that one halftime, and they didn't use Humpy Humps on that one. Remember, it was weird. Like Will I Am sang a lot.
These are all songs I've never heard of.
And the
favorite
the
is Whenever, Wherever.
Danced all the time, he didn't even sing. They came down on a rope, but they didn't use Humpy Humps.
Which I don't understand because out of all the disingenuous crap out there, that's the one true thing. Shakira's hips.
Don't they lie. Don't lie.
They don't lie.
There's no lying
How
in those
How about our
hips.
Cleavage? Because there's bets on that.
What if the hips don't look like the hips used to look, and they may not want to play the hips?
Who will show cleavage during the performance? Both? J-Lo only?
Pitbull.
Shakira only? Pitbull. Or neither will show cleavage?
Neither. This is all new halftimes now, buddy.
J-Lo? Not a lot of potential for cleavage.
Well, I can
not
tell
that
you
I study these things.
Both is the favorite at 1-1. J-Lo only 7-4. Shakira only 2-1. And the long shot here is that neither one of them has any cleavage. That is 4-1.
It depends on what your definition of cleavage is.
They're cleaning it up. Just, wait a minute. Hold on here.
Is it just the view of the inner part of both breasts, or is it the... And again, we're getting into a bit of a blue area. I'll be careful. Is it the breast pushed together? Because if you're...
Does there have to be some sort of defined line?
What's
the skin
between
weird.
The breasts?
Well, you got to take into account the city it's in. Do people like to go topless or show stuff more than, say, Minnesota?
Here's a term I've never heard, though.
Or, you know, Arizona.
Hardy, have you ever heard the term butt cleavage? More on that coming up after the action update.
This stuff, Felger Massa.
More this hour on Eli Manning. Both of those things on the way.
Now, a look at the numbers with the action update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, here are the latest lines from the DraftKings Sportsbook. It's not budging. The Kansas City Chiefs are still 1-point favorites against the San Francisco 49ers for Super Bowl 54 a week from Sunday in Miami. Oh, there is Sunday's Pro Bowl at Orlando. The AFC is favored by 1.5. The total, 49.5. College basketball tonight. Northeastern is home, an 8-point favorite against Drexel. The total is 139.5. 4 of the Huskies' last 5 have gone under. Merrimack is a home favorite against Fairleigh Dickinson, laying 7.5. For the latest odds all the time, visit vsin.com. I'm Ron Flatter. This has been your action update on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Beetle.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that you could dance like this.
She make a man want to speak Spanish.
Como se llama? Bonita.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction.
I never heard the term butt cleavage before.
I get butt implants. I don't have butt implants.
I'm interested to learn more.
I know a guy that had
like
cheek
to, I'd like to know about it. I'd like to be well-versed in the category. Will J-Lo show butt cleavage?
Oh.
Like, where'd he cut it off at?
That round, that where it hangs?
I mean, what does that mean? Butt cleavage, does that mean...
lower buttock crease?
Does that mean crease? Does that mean, a cheek hanging out? What are we talking about here? Is that considered butt cleavage?
Just get Maz. Maz is the expert.
Is the cheek fully covered?
Butt cleavage.
Is it about the crack or the cheeks? What are we talking about here?
I don't know. But
what does it have to be?
I just tried to Google butt cleavage and my computer was shut down, so I'm unable to help you.
Well, Beano got in some site yesterday.
Twitter. Jimmy G's girlfriend.
According to Wikipedia, cleavage is minor exposure of the buttocks and the intergluteal cleft between them, often because of low-rise pants.
So that indicates crease, crevice.
So you're talking upper rear. Like if it's low rise pants, right?
Yeah. Yes, here's the Wikipedia.
I always thought it would be underneath.
So that's the Wikipedia entry of buttock cleavage.
No, you won't see that.
Right?
Oh, God, no. No, they've cleaned this show up. Jay-Z's running this, right?
So it says, you know, under the lexicon category in section on buttock cleavage on Wikipedia, it says the terms plumber butt or plumber's crack.
Like you, something you would think you'd like,
refer to the exposure of male buttock
also
cleavage.
Hot, but
like Ken and Lowell, you would think, whatever. You know, sitting at the copper kettle and
so
it's sticking out.
It's the plumber's butt that is buttock cleavage.
I can't say this.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, I don't think
radio engineer guys fixing stuff under the table.
I don't think we're going to see that. And that's why it appropriately pays minus 1,000 on the no.
You're not going to see that.
And the yes plays pays plus 500.
It's worth $10.
Hips don't lie.
Something to root for. You just want a rooting interest in these things.
Give me the get the pit bull.
Will Shakira and J-Lo kiss?
No.
Minus 2,500 on the no.
Kids watching.
Plus 1,000 on the yes.
So what if they're watching? Maybe they're friends.
Will Smith make an appearance on stage?
That's right. He's got the Miami song.
Yep, sure does. Seems like such a natural fit.
Dude, you could see him rolling
by the way,
convertible.
Such a good song.
It is.
Stop.
I'm serious.
Here's the thing. I think we are absolutely going to get a guest appearance by a male. They've got two female performers.
Oh,
we're going to get either Pitbull or Will Smith. That's my opinion. We're going to get one of the two.
South Beach, bringing the heat. I'm going to take that back, Hardy.
No.
Oh, man. You feel it? I feel it. We ain't even there. We feel it.
Will Smith plus 300.
All those Chief fans dancing. You're going to see all those Chief fans. Red.
No is minus 500. So plus 300 on the yes for Will Smith. As far as Pitbull goes, Mr. Worldwide, plus 400 on the yes, minus 700 on the no. So they like Will Smith's odds of appearing better than they do Pitbull. They like Will Smith's chances versus Pitbull's chances. All right. Ricky Martin is thrown in here for fun.
No. Nope.
Ricky Martin minus 140 on the yes, which means they feel like Ricky Martin is going to make an appearance in this damn thing.
I think Ricky Martin has been phased out. I mean, I think the music has passed. Like you tell me this 5 years ago, I think he's front and center.
5 years ago?
Well, whatever. 10 years ago, whatever.
20 years ago.
And I like Ricky Martin.
In case anyone was wondering, I like Ricky Martin.
Jim, do I love Ricky's music? I love his music. I would think Pitbull. No, I would think Pitbull would have a shot.
Hold on a second.
A better shot of being.
You love Ricky Martin's music.
You love Living La Vida Loca?
Three songs.
Upside,
yeah, we can all name that one. Three songs.
I mean, it's like we went over, I don't know the J-Lo songs.
Was into superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls.
Didn't he play a Super Bowl? He did. I remember he had a white shirt on and it was unbuttoned. And he had leather pants, I'm telling you.
So found it very, very hot. He loved
badass,
it.
Man.
How about this Ricky Martin butt cleavage? Now we're... Doctor.
I mean, the numbers on that. They got Ricky at even money on the no. So if you bet no,
2001 he played the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Okay, no is even money, and yes is minus 140. So they really like Ricky Martin's chances of showing up at this Super Bowl.
See, I would say Pitbull.
Gloria,
like
here's one.
More.
Gloria Estefan.
By the way, she is Miami Sound Machine.
You want some inside juice on this? According to USOLA.com.
You press one or two?
E.T.'s Kevin Frazier.
I like him.
Well, how do you know who Kevin
Frazier? We've had Kevin Frazier on Radio Row way back in the day. He's got white teeth.
Yeah. Okay.
He used to do the sports in Providence.
Yes.
All right.
Nice guy. Real nice guy. Took care of us.
He asked Ricky Martin back in, this was during the Latin Grammys. or during an interview about his upcoming role as the host of the Latin Grammys.
Host of Latin, okay.
He said, are you going to be part of the halftime show? Ricky coyly responded, maybe, I'll be there. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So he's already admitted to being in attendance.
Tipped his hand.
I mean, like, Rob Lowe was at the Packers game the other day with NFL hat on. Didn't mean like he was going to be part of it, but he was at the game. Like, if it's an event, if you're South Florida, you're going to this game.
Gloria Estefan.
What about, who's the little guy, the sunglasses?
Plus 200.
Oh, who's the little guy at the sunglasses? Used to be part
is
of
a yes and minus 300 as a no.
Oh, it's
Ray Charles.
Enrique, not him. Who are you asking?
Little guy Spanish with the guy, sunglasses.
Little guy, used to be owner, part owner. Hair slicked back. He walked the red carpet down every pregame.
Phil Jackson.
No!
Pat Riley.
No! Singer. Short little guy.
Prince.
Jesus, Hardy.
Mark Anthony.
Mark
Jackson.
Anthony, thank you.
That's J-Lo's ex-husband.
Well, they dare put them out there together. Like, he's based on it.
I don't think they have kids together. I don't
know.
He's
got some good hits.
Mark Anthony?
Yes.
Name two.
We're discovering something about Zoe. He's a big fan of Mark Anthony and Ricky Martin. And
it's good listening to music, man.
And Kevin Frazier of Entertainment Tonight.
Another nice guy. Three guys
White
I would
teeth.
Love to have on Radio Row with us. You say three guests? That's my.
You know who sort of fits into this whole cross section of people here is John Cicada.
Oh, my God. If we ever got him,
then it would be a halftime show.
Then it'd be like, no. I'm talking about getting him as a guest on Radio Row.
What makes you think all these people will be on Radio Row? Have you been to Radio Row before?
Yeah, a bunch of nerds.
Yeah. We got Louis Anderson. We didn't get J-Lo.
Would you ever do Louis Anderson again?
Probably not. I would love to sit and talk with Louis on a more personal level.
Easy.
I even got Beatle watching Baskets, which you enjoyed, the few episodes that you watched.
I probably watched half a dozen episodes.
Yeah. But no, it was probably not the greatest Super Bowl week guest we've had.
No. No, but worth saying hello to him.
Of course.
Him and his moo-moo.
Man, he's weirdly dressed. What are you doing? Did you wear your drapes? Take your drapes.
He's a big guy.
Not like that, man.
He's a big guy.
I'm a big guy.
I don't think he's that big.
Yeah. Nice tent.
It was an odd choice. It was an odd choice.
Nice tent, Omar.
He was on radio. It wasn't on TV.
You're right. Hardy has headlines.
TV this year.
Eli Manning retired. We do want to talk about that and any inside info you have on prop bets. We'll take that too. Eli retiring. Should he have retired? Should he be done? Is he a Hall of Famer? All of that's on the table next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
First song in my second Corvette, I played this one. First one was Little Red Corvette by Prince. Cassette. Then I got the
first
CD
song
playing.
In your next first car Corvette. Was this one.
Yes.
Next Corvette.
Yeah, the next Corvette. Excuse me. What happened to the first one?
Dad had it. Dad. What's up, Paul?
He's watching Donna.
Yeah, he remembers that 6-speed. Badass. I just drive around my dog in it. American Bulldog, big sucker, 105 pounds, strapped him in the front seat, put sunglasses on, drove around. I love when we pull up to the red lights. People just look over and he just look right at him.
Wait, sunglasses on you or the dog?
The dog. Got them wrap around Oakley's, had them big ones. And he put the strap behind him and he just sat there with them on.
Why does that sound not even remotely strange for
I
you?
I swear to God, I
that
did.
Sounds exactly like a thing you would do.
Yep. And he went, I'd run. Who let the dogs out? We'll play that one next. Baja, man. Oh, my God. You need
something.
A dog, man. You need to get a dog. The kids would love it.
I know.
Yeah. I know.
I know. I'm aware.
Another thing to take care of.
I hear it all the time.
Another thing to take care
That's
of.
That's great.
Don't do it.
Eli Manning retired yesterday. Said he's all done playing football. He's 39 years old. He's had enough. You may not have realized he was 39. He didn't feel that old.
Yeah, because you don't, you know, it's funny because we talk about Rivers, Roethlisberger, Brady, obviously, and Breeze. We never talk about this guy.
No.
Because it feels like he was done playing football 2 years ago.
He hasn't played at a high level in a very long time.
He phased, his play phased out. And I'm not comparing it to, but his brother and the way his brother, to your point, which you brought up earlier in the show, how his brother scratched and clawed and said, you're never going to kick me out of this. I will play until you... Literally, my arm fell off, and I was throwing paint cans for footballs. He was at the end, Peyton. But damn it, that SOB went to another team.
Does Eli look physically damaged?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, totally agree with that. And so when I look at him at 39 and say he's not hurt, he's not broken down as far as we can tell, why is he giving it up?
I don't know. See, I just...
And you know what I think it comes down to? I think it comes down to the story of his career, which is when you put him in that big spot, and the lights are shining their brightest when it came to the playoffs. He had two great runs that should define his career. Those two playoff runs and wins in Super Bowls is enough for me to put him in the Hall of Fame.
See, I think it's the whole mannerisms of it, too. When you watch Peyton play, it's touch the head. It's moving up. I'm touching this guy's line. I'm changing this call. Omaha, 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 where they called the play with Eli, and he'd get up under center and run the play. I think the whole gamesmanship part of it, I don't say hurt him, but you look at his brother as a great player. We don't look at Eli and say he was a great player.
So given the skill of the two playoff runs, I ask the question, why was he not better? You saw him when he played his best. The guy was great. Why wasn't he great more consistently? Why wasn't he,
was along
better
for the ride
more
a lot.
Of the time?
Along for the ride.
And I think it's back to him and his personality and who he is.
Well, I mean, that's part of like the overall player. It doesn't mean he can't be great at times, but if you're talking about things he lacked, it was consistency.
See, and it's
great at times, but not consistent. You can say that about a lot of athletes.
And it's tough on brothers. It's really tough on brothers. I remember talking about this with Drew's dad.
But can you work on that?
Yeah.
Isn't that sort of within your power?
Yeah. See, we're going to have Drew on tomorrow, but I was talking to his dad at the beginning when Drew was young, and he said he's got a little brother by the name of Adam. A lot better than Drew. Like the expectations for Adam were to be so much better than Drew. Ended up going to Colorado, didn't work out, ended up getting out of the game, and just didn't play football much after that. And I talked to Eddie McCaffrey, who, you know, I played with back in my high school days, and he was at Denver forever, and his son is Christian McCaffrey. There's another brother at Michigan as a backup quarterback by the name of McCaffrey. And Eddie said, I'm saying it now, and I'm going to tell you, he said the third one's better than all of them. He's still in high school. So depending on, and I think he may have went to Stanford. I'm not sure where he may have committed to Stanford. But see, I think, you know, you get a guy comes out and you say, okay, then you remember how this kid played in high school comparative to your other kid and your expectations grow. But it doesn't always work out that way.
I mean, I don't have to compare him to Peyton to look at him and say, this guy should have been better. He had more ability than what he showed you most of the time. He should have had better numbers. He should have had a better resume. It shouldn't have been all those years of mediocre teams and bad records and not making the play. He should have been in the playoffs all the time. His team should have been there. And they weren't, and he was a part of it at times. And I just feel like, why is he giving up? He wants to go out on this note where he started four times and lost three of the four games he played last year and got pushed out by Daniel Jones. I mean, I think Daniel Jones could work out in this league, but it's not like he's a can't miss quarterback prospect that they drafted. It's not like they.
I don't mean to downplay Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones at times looks like he's 6'5", 6'6", stiff, like sort of the same thing. And the fact that he played so early tells you, you know, boy, Eli's days were really behind him then. Because Pat Mahomes sat. You know, Aaron Rodgers sat.
I'm just saying that Daniel Jones coming out was
Steve
not
McNair
the
sat
way if, Andrew
yeah.
Luck came out.
No.
Or one of these can't-miss, next great thing.
Right.
He didn't get pushed out by one of those guys.
I agree.
He was a top 10 pick. But
a stiff guy got pushed out by a younger stiff guy.
Yes.
To me, yeah.
A guy of similar quality, just younger.
But like all these other really good quarterbacks have sat. It's not bad to sit a guy to get a guy to learn.
But
like Aikman got thrown the
He could go somewhere else right now. He could go somewhere else and play, I think. I think there are teams that would want him to come play, but you know what I think it is? He might have to compete for the job. It may not be given to him coming through the door.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be a backup, he said. So.
That's fine.
Well, you played your way into being a backup. See, that's the point here. But yet, you made a ton of money, man.
Is he going to get a TV look?
Yes, absolutely.
Is he going to get
I think he's going to be terrible.
I think he would be, too. I think he would be, too.
No.
You don't think they might put him on TV?
Eli?
For all those reasons that you gave, that he was the guy in New York. You don't think that they're going to look at that?
Go watch the Joe Montana tapes on TV.
Yeah, and I think he would. And did they give Joe Montana a look?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
It didn't last long.
Jim asked if they're going to give him a look. I'd say yes.
Yeah, maybe.
A look, yes. But I think he probably made a business decision to retire. He keeps his career in New York intact. He doesn't go anywhere else.
Start a Giant.
Career Giant.
Two-time
Super Bowl. Mr. Giant. Two-time Super Bowl. He could still sort of make those corporate appearances that he wants to do.
He's big in that.
Memorabilia.
Right?
He's huge with the Steiner stuff.
Oh, that's right.
He's got that relationship that got him in some hot water because he was feeding them.
Mm.
He's already got that
Lots
big Steiner
game-worn
deal.
Stuff. Lots of game-worn stuff.
Yeah. All kinds of game. There's going to be more game-worn jerseys out there than games he played in.
Jim, he was the one
that got game-worn material.
Digital.
Jim, he's the one that
digital trading cards, Artie.
He's the one that got into the weird German techno music, right? Das's boot? Wasn't it Eli?
Yeah.
Put it in my cup. Aren't they coming to Gillette in Labor Day? That like German techno fest?
Rammstein.
Maybe he can make appearances there. Unstein. Yeah. Wooster put it in my boot.
You would like that show.
I would.
And so there's going to be a party I heard at Gillette, huh?
617-779-0985. Your call's coming up. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, anybody? Straight from Romania. It's a party in the mouth. Up my glass, my shiny empty glass. Fill up my glass, fill it up now. Overflow! Privet. Now get your mugs here, you'll find.
This is apparently
here.
One of Eli's favorite songs.
Yes. The name of the band is Das's Boot.
Do it now.
Techno Pop Slash Fest.
Is he a freak or something? Like the quiet. You think, like. You look at him and say, oh, just dude, just there.
You know what it is?
Maybe there's something going on.
Maybe he just doesn't love football. Right? Maybe he just doesn't love it as much as other members of his family do.
Drink it all up.
He's in other stuff. He just happened to be really good at playing football. Oh, this is horrible. Can you turn it off? This is so bad. So bad.
But that's where it got good.
Paul's in New Hampshire. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, Eli should go in. He's accomplished a lot more things than a lot of people that aren't in there. And I know you said it. He played for a long time, but not really. I think his peak was 4 or 5 years. And any team would have taken him. He was great. Also, you had a question about the Patriots versus Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think back in the day, you would get a discount if you wanted to play for the Patriots. They'd play for cheaper money just to play for the Patriots. I don't know if there's players out there now that would do that for the Chiefs. Maybe so, Mahomes, but he's a very young quarterback, and I think they got a lot of breaks this year. I think the Patriots could have been – there's one game they got robbed, and I don't care what anybody says, but you can't take back things that happen.
Yeah, Kansas City game.
Yeah.
So I mean, that doesn't answer the question.
That matter.
Which roster would you want?
You can't take it back. That's what I'm saying.
No, which roster you want, though, for next year?
Take the coaching out of it.
It's really tough because I don't know the roster of the Patriots.
Oh. Oh,
as much as I do KC, so
that's
I would
fair.
Probably have to say KC.
That's fair, because right now you don't know who some of the players will be. I'm just talking about what you have committed right now as the Patriots and what you have committed, as you already know, for the Chiefs, because their roster's pretty much locked up.
You can't sit there and say, okay, Winovich is ready to take over for Van Noy. It took Van Noy a while to get to the level that he got to, and he played the position perfectly. Ninkovich, same thing. You know, but once you understand your role and how to play
you don't even know if the Patriots will have Tom Brady. Unknown.
Devin McCourty said he still wants to play. Will he take a pay cut?
Don't know.
Could Daron Harmon replace him? Who's the corner opposite Gilmore now? What if there's issues with Jowan? I don't know. There's a lot of ups and there's a lot of questions.
There's far more questions with the Patriots than there are the Chiefs. Mm. I'm just saying, with the knowledge you have right now, you've got to answer Chiefs on that one. Mike is in Florida. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys? So I definitely think Eli Manning is absolutely a Hall of Fame quarterback. I'm a diehard Pats fan. But I want to get your guys' take. So hypothetically speaking, if Joe Flacco got another ring with the Ravens, right, would he be a Hall of Famer as well? Because the only reason why Eli's getting in is because of those two rings. We all know it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's fair to say.
I didn't look at Flacco's record in the playoffs. It's impeccable.
Yeah, Zoe actually mentioned Flacco earlier.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But you know what Flacco hasn't done? Won a second Super Bowl and second Super Bowl MVP.
Mm. And does he look like a guy that really wants to play? Like, have you seen him a couple times when he was at Denver?
Flacco? I think he does.
Flacco, to me, is
a guy who will probably do the kicking and screaming bit going. Like, he's going to keep playing.
That'll say something about him then. Whether you like him or not.
Yeah. It will say something about him, but it won't be that he's a Hall of Famer. Flacco, big arm.
Boy, he can throw a deep ball.
Big strong arm.
Keep that play alive.
Big strong arm, that Flacco. Mm-hmm. Flacco. Mm-hmm. Flacco's 34, going on 35 now. He just turned 35, actually.
Isn't that amazing?
He turned
33, 34, and 35.
He turned 35 a week ago today.
33, 34, and 35 is looked at as not old anymore. When I was playing 33, 34, 35, man, you're hitting retirement. You're done. Guys don't play past 35. They don't. That's changed, man. These guys are learning how to play and take care of their bodies. Now the rules have changed and protected them, where you're not getting your head freaking taken off like Aikman did.
So you compared Eli to Bledsoe earlier today. Bledsoe was 29 when Brady took over.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, you're right. Times have changed.
And he dropped his pay stub in the quarterback room the year that Brady took over. That's a story we learned today, too, from Zoe.
Well, it may have just fallen out of the pocket. You don't
know. His pay stub fell out of his pocket onto the floor in the quarterback's room as a way of telling everyone, playing well, but I'm the guy getting paid around here.
Just like he just accidentally forgot to cash that shoe endorsement check when you flipped the visor down in his car.
$150.
The Nike one, right?
$150. Hey, dude,
6 months ago. Oh, yeah, I forgot that was up there. Sorry, I'll take that.
6 months. Yeah, I think you're past your 90-day, pal. Now you want to call Nike on that one.
Get that check reissued.
It's a different world, man. You had to fall in my lap, huh?
Drew Bledsoe was 34 in his final year in the league.
That's unbelievable. He looked old and broken down.
That was in 2006. He was 34 years old. And he was all done.
He's only 5 years older than Brady.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. 617-779-0985. Get a email of the day and also some news as Rob Manfred tells us that there will be more experiments in baseball this coming spring training.
It's a good development, but like everything with Rob Manfred, I doubt it sticks. We'll talk about that, and I'll tell you what the email said coming up right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Couple of items here. We'll get to an email in a moment. Yesterday, Commissioner Rob Manfred was on Fox Business Network. And in the course of his appearance on Fox Business Network, he said that Major League Baseball will use robot umpires to call balls and strikes in spring training. That's right. Bobby Valentine's invention, robot umpires, has come to real life this spring training. Do you think it will mean anything for baseball?
No.
Already, a day later.
What happened to pitch clock? No.
Less than a day later. Yeah. Here come the umpires. They're squawking already.
I can't wait because I think the umpires are going to get pissed and the players are going to get pissed and it's going to be fun to watch because it's not going to be like they don't like the rhythm of the game.
Buster only writes that hours after Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred indicated that an electronic strike zone would be used in spring training, the Executive Committee of the Umpires Union clarified that news, indicating that the electronics would not be used in place of a plate ump's judgment. Rather, as umpires go through their regular spring work, MLB will be operating an electronic zone for 9 games in Florida as it continues to refine its system that is expected to be implemented in the years ahead. The Umpires Committee released a statement to ESPN on Wednesday night. It said, reports that MLB will use robo-umps to call balls and strikes in spring training games this year are completely inaccurate. Our understanding is that camera-based tracking will be running in the background during some spring training games for technology development and training purposes. But any game in which a Major League Baseball umpire is working we'll have a human calling balls and strikes. As far as the balls and strikes go for the umpires, wouldn't at this point you just want it off your plate? They're still going to need a home plate umpire. It's not like there will not be an ump working.
Yeah, it's like putting a device in an ear to say, okay, that's a strike. That's a ball. Just get the call right. Let's get it consistently the same. I like the fact that it would be consistently the same.
So they're saying it's not happening at all. Just so you hear Rob Manfred in his own words.
Okay.
Here's Rob Manfred yesterday.
Okay.
Trying to make sure the interactivity is going on. Let's ask you about this controversy surrounding the use of robots behind the plate instead of umpires counting balls and strikes.
Well, robots may be an overstatement. The system actually is a camera-based system, it does call balls and strikes. We experimented with it in the Atlantic League, which is an independent league last year. We're going to be using it during spring training and in some of our minor league leagues this year. The way it works is the camera calls the ball or strike, communicates to an earpiece that the umpire has in his ear. And from the fans' perspective, it looks exactly like it looks today. We believe over the long haul it's going to be more accurate. It'll reduce controversy in the game and be good for the game.
So so it's as effective or more effective than a human being standing there?
We think it's more accurate than a human being standing there.
Wow, okay, because you probably can have different angles as well.
The current strike zone is designed is actually three-dimensional, and a camera is better at calling a three-dimensional strike zone than the human eye.
And in terms of other technology, getting the fans interacting.
Three-dimensional, third dimension.
Listen.
Well, cameras, plural, would be better at calling it three-dimensional.
It is,
strike
and there's
zone.
Multiple.
Sure.
It's like laser surgery. You do laser surgery, like the cameras are going to know the exact angles and cut, like, you know, for LASIK or stuff. You wouldn't trust the doctor, say, you know, I'm just going to slice it here myself. We're going to allow the cameras to perfectly get it to where you do the cutting.
So what in there is, I mean, that tells you straight up, they're using this system in spring training.
Something's been studied, it tells you.
Something tells me he's got an issue already.
He's got a number on cameras.
So he's got another union to go fight with. Does he cave to this union?
Sure.
In the umpires?
Yeah.
The way he does, he caves to the players' union every time.
Yeah, probably. Posturing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you thought, boy, this guy was going to be good with the players.
My guess is that this is going to be another thing like we've seen before where, yep, it works in spring training. People liked it, and it moved things along.
Minor league stuff, but we can't use it at the big boy.
And then, yeah, once it's time to implement in the major league, this needs some more research.
No, of course.
There's more thinking on this.
Yeah, no. Go.
How's the umpire union?
Send it back to the lab.
I would say it's
seriously,
probably,
how's the umpire union?
Probably not as good as the player union.
I mean, they've been broken before. MLB at one point fired them all years ago. And so it's not as good as the players union. But, as long as they're not trying to reduce their pay or fire them, what's the issue here? You still have to sit there and call the balls and strikes. You still have to call plays at the plate. You're still working.
Yeah. And you also
takes
away their authority.
You also have to be there to be at the plate in case the system isn't working for a game. You have a human backup. Go back to doing it the way we used to. Call balls and strikes the old-fashioned way.
Just another thing you can't argue.
That's how
player
I look
looks
at
back
it.
At it. Player looks back at the umpire. Umpire goes, that's the camera.
I didn't call this balls and strikes.
I'm the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger.
Not my call, kid.
You know what? That eliminates
you. You got an issue. Take it up with the league.
They can really work on their strikeout calls, too, if they want.
Oh,
they can
man.
Really ring them up because they don't have to worry about calling the pitch. They can get ready ahead of time.
They could get creative. Absolutely, they could.
The question is, because we talked about this before, whether or not there'll be a signal that the umpire, is there a way to get down onto the field, like a buzzer onto the chest or something of somebody who's down on a baseball field.
I'd like to know.
I don't know if that technology exists, though.
Do you think it could be triggered by a cell phone text message if need be?
Probably not. I don't think that technology is out there. Just pie in the sky idea.
Can you imagine if the umpire gave the players the idea to do this? Oh, yeah. They have this?
What if you put your cell phone on vibrate and put it in your pocket and I call you when it's a job? Jim, where's your little weird sound effect?
Wait. Should I pick up? No, don't pick up. That'll ruin it.
This email from David, email of the day here, says, hey, guys.
Hey.
Email of the day.
Says, hey, guys, great show. You guys are the best in Boston. Your personalities work great together. Is that right?
I don't say much.
It's nice.
It says, I've been listening to most of the stories about the cheating scandal in baseball, and I wonder if baseball was willing to look the other way on this because the cheating has been good for the offense, which they think is good for baseball. Just like the steroid scandal with McGuire and Sosa when they looked the other way. Can I finish the email?
Yeah. List? I like this.
Jesus. It says, when they looked the other way. And ultimately had to have the U.S. Congress investigate baseball because they did nothing about it. If this was a pitching scandal that harmed batters and it hurt offense, I wonder how baseball would have reacted. It seems baseball itself has double standards. Cheating is okay if the cheating helps the popularity of the sport. And he says, I also agree with you, Mark, that they should take away the technology during the game. When it comes to challenges, let them use their naked eye to form a challenge. If they can't tell with their eyes, then leave it alone. It's from David with the email of the day. Okay, so you are obviously very anxious to reply.
Back to talk, Tom. Huh?
I wanted to do was finish reading the email.
He's right. Was that Houston team fun to watch?
Yeah, they were a great
match. That was a good run. That was a fun run. That actually made me like baseball. That watching that Houston team hit from top of the order to the bottom, and have a little guy like Altuve jack the ball, and have Bregman, as prickly as he is, like we like Brad Marchand, there's their guy in Bregman. Like, I dug it. I dug that run they were on. They were a fun group to watch. He might be right. Maybe, like,
he very well could be onto something here. First of all, I would definitely not put it past baseball to think this way. They've already done this before with the steroids of the 90s. They did not want to investigate that. They did willingly turn a blind eye to it. On this particular scandal, we already know, according to one report, that they wanted to handle the Red Sox incident privately. They were going to deal with that privately after they dealt with the Astros. The only reason they're not dealing with it privately is that there's now been a report. The same two guys who reported on the Astros, Drellick and Rosenthal, back for more. The Woodward and Bernstein of baseball are out there tracking down the cheaters. And so those two came back with a second report, and he had to say, oh, bleep, now we have to investigate them publicly as well. Why have we not heard of a single other investigation since we've heard about the Red Sox when the Astros named seven or eight teams? Yeah. Because they don't want to investigate them publicly. Whatever their private handling of them is, it will not be as severe as what they did in Houston. And so, do they want to minimize sort of the bad PR for the sport? Yes. But would they even be in this spot if they probably hadn't just ignored it for the time that they did, knowing that at the end of the day, well, it's not hurting the offense. And in fact, home runs have exploded in the sport. But the problem is this time around, the home runs have not brought people back to the game the way it did in the late 90s. It's just not there. The home runs have become meaningless in baseball, and they're hitting more home runs than ever before.
Yep, and you remember when they took Chapman deep. Like, if it wasn't, you're not rooting for the Yankees, you're going to root for something else. And you almost got on, like, the Astros back that year. And like, see, let's go, beat the Yankees. But then they came up against you, and then Bregman started running his mouth, and you started looking at him differently.
I can't believe that if they had full knowledge of the extent and everybody doing what they were doing, yeah, it's good for baseball and offense is good. Hey, there are guys wearing buzzers on their chests and they're getting signals as to whether or not it's a fastball or a changeup coming. Are you okay with that? Well, I don't know. Are they hitting home runs? Yep. Then we're okay with it. That's too much of a leap. Because if that's what it comes down to, and that's what we find out, and we have definitive proof.
But even just more hits.
Either admissions or some other evidence that say, yes, this guy, and this guy were absolutely, you know, wearing some kind of a signal indicator. People are going to lose their minds. Yeah. And baseball would have known that. So to say that they knew everything, out of all the allegations that are out there, and Major League Baseball knew about it, and they were okay with it because it meant some more home runs and better averages at home, better OPS in their home parks, it's not enough of a payoff to allow that to happen, knowing the fallout that would come from something like that. I don't believe they would allow it to that extent, no.
Let's get to something that Adam Schefter said this morning on ESPN. He has offered up an opinion on how the Patriots will handle Tom Brady's free agency in the coming 54 days. Right? 54? Is that the right number? 53. 53 days. Damn it. 53 days. Schefter had something this morning on how the Patriots are going to deal with this. We will hear that. You'll hear it from Schefter himself. That's coming up next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beatle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Couple of items here. We'll get to an email in a moment. Yesterday, Commissioner Rob Manfred was on Fox Business Network. And in the course of his appearance on Fox Business Network, he said that Major League Baseball...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.